Brilliant, brilliant selection of classic songs, you have to say. And darn it, we're going to have another one while we're doing the sound check. It's all very, very technical here, you see.
I can tell by your eyes that you've probably been crying forever. And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. I don't want to talk about it, how you broke my heart. If I stay here just a little bit longer, if I stay here, won't you listen to my heart? To my heart. If I stand all alone, will the shadow hide the colors of my heart?
For the tears, for the night.
And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you, they're a mirror. I don't want to talk about it, how you broke my heart. If I stay here just a little bit longer, if I stay here, won't you listen to my heart?
Brilliant stuff. The Furies, the new album's called The Times They Are A-Changin', and that was I Don't Want to Talk About. Of course, you'll know from Rod Stewart and everything but the girl and all kinds of people doing it. Good afternoon, boys. How you doing?
How you going, Johnny?
Hey, Johnny. Thanks.
Oh, aye. Great. You have a gig in the waterfront. Have you played the waterfront before?
Yeah, this is our seventh time, didn't it?
Seventh time?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
You must love it then, coming up here.
Oh, nice we fun. Do, yeah. It's great. Yeah.
What about the album? Again, I mean, you've been playing for years. Mm. I mean, you must have your own sort of personal collection of favourites getting into the hundreds. How much of a fight is it to decide on 16 tracks that are going to go on the album?
There wasn't much of a fight with that one because we loved all the kind of songs that's on that, you know. And it's just to put them down on the album, where they fit.
Kind of songs we kind of grew up as well. Like, and then we met most of the, I mean, a good few of the artists that wrote the songs on it, you know, Bob Dylan and Johnny Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot and, you know, yeah. Game One Rain is on that. It's a great song, you know. Of course, Ewan McCall, who wrote The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Yeah.
You know, I was a resident in his club. We saw my brother there for about 3 months, you know, on and off for 3 months there. And I was there when he sang that song for the first time.
Yeah.
He wrote it and he actually sang it to Peggy Seeger. We're all up on stage in those days. You sit there during the night and they ask you to sing a song, Eddie, or sing a song, Mick, or
yeah,
whoever was there, you know, and he sang that song for the, he only had written the song when he sung it for her.
It's a song written for a woman, by a man.
Yeah.
You know, and
But it's one of those, but it's...
But people always ask me, what's the favourite song off your album? That's my favourite.
Yeah, but it's just a terrific song. Yeah. It's kind of, as you say, from a man's point of view singing that, it's like he's laying himself stripped bare, yeah. You know, there's no pretensions here. Oh, here's
the
story.
The way we've done it too, and we've done with acoustic instruments, and you know, and it's fantastic. If the backing with the whistles and accordion and you know, and everything else that was on it, and the violin, you know.
Mm.
So it really set the song up to be sung, you know, and we kind of sang it simple, really, you know, the way it would. Just sit down in the corner and think about someone and sing for her.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why we've done it.
It's funny, I saw a recent feature, Rolling Stone magazine did their survey of the top 500 songs of all time. See the ones you've picked here? That's kind of most of the top 30 kind of thing, you know. They're all the real classic songs that people would know.
Yeah, we kind of grew up with those songs as well, like, you know.
We kind of had to be careful what we were doing, you know, to make sure that we didn't do anything wrong to the songs, but kind of done our story. We are kind of a stamp on it, you know. And real folky.
Yeah.
You know, half the album was made in France and the other half was made in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it was a real international flavour, you know.
why did you do it in two different places? You're getting on like Pink Floyd
because
or someone
now. Because
he
wouldn't go to France. This fella here beside me.
Why not?
Well, as you know, it's... I don't know. The point is that I never really gone. I never really kind of.
I'm not going.
I never liked France.
It's because Thierry Henry handled the ball and put Ireland out of the World Cup. Was that it? No.
I never thought of that one. That's a good excuse. Yeah. No. We never come. We never toured much of France, you know. And so I mean, we only kind of ever passed through. You know, I never seen much of France.
Mm-hmm.
And the only part we would see would be Paris, really, you know.
There's nowhere he missed. It's lovely. Yeah. It's south of France.
He said it was a lovely place.
I'll
have to go and see it now because where he was fantastic.
Isn't the Rolling Stones recorded, I think, Beggar's Banquet in France and wouldn't leave?
Yeah.
They loved it that much.
You see, it's all the vineyards. When you wake up in the morning, you can smell all the wine.
Yeah. You can do that not too far from here as well.
Yeah, that was it. Would you like some cheese to go with that wine that you have?
Yeah. Listen, Paul Clark, newsreader, media personality, said he was in talking to you. He came in to tell me, he says, you have to ask the boys. You were up here a lot of years ago filming a new TV.
Yeah.
And there was a bomb scare. And everybody was evacuated out into the car park and the main road. Did you start busking?
No, we
down here outside, right down the tunnel along there.
We got out in front of them before the audience one day. We knew, and we were out in front, and when they were coming out, we were something, Geordie, and my brother Paul was busking away there. I think we earned about 15 or 20 quid, didn't we?
Actually, people gave you money.
Yeah. But the point is, I think it's the best.
There's a pub just down there. Yeah. We went to the pub.
Fair enough.
He spent the 15 quid there.
No, Paul Clark, he says,
too far out of the park.
I mean, a lot of bands would freak out. They're in Belfast, there's a bomb scare. And he says, no, the boys got their instruments out and started playing to the crowd who had all been evacuated. You know?
So I remember we were staying in Europa one night and they would come back out to play in the Irish Theatre. We used to go up there and play for a week at the Irish Theatre. And I remember the police says, where are you staying tonight? I said, we're staying in Europa. Oh, no, you're not. I said, oh, yes, we are. Oh, no, you're not. And then Tom O'Connor, you know, the
comedian.
He was doing a pantomime at the opera or something.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm doing a pantomime. I know you're not. We ended up having a great session at some other hotel.
Hotel.
But I said the audience certainly had a good time coming of seeing us busking there, you know, and they kind of brought a bit of kind of laughter to their face, you know. And we had a great time with them afterwards, you know, yapping away there. And of course, down the pub, of course, with a few drinks.
Yeah, you know? That's great. But sure, audiences appreciate that if you can, you know, just talk to them and all. You know, it's as if you lock yourself away in an ivory tower. We're away.
Well, there was
people
that you met in them days. We didn't know. Chris Rea was staying in Europa one, and who else? There was only a few people. We used to have a start of the session.
Yeah.
I remember Joe McCadden is our manager. He went away one night and bought a whole plastic bag back to the hotel full of curry.
Full of curry?
Yeah. Full of curry it was. And handed it around to all the boys. A big session one night in the hotel. Great fun.
In the bar of the hotel, yeah, great. Fantastic.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, listen, the gig is in the waterfront, 7th of February. And are you going to be doing it? I was going to say, I mean, you could do that album and that would be a great gig. Will you be doing just all kinds of stuff from your...
Yeah, we're doing a couple of tracks off it anyway, you know.
I can't get any to dress up as Bob Dylan, you know, very hard.
There's a couple of Dylan tracks just for people listening. Yeah. Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, Four Strong Winds.
Yeah,
of course, I love that.
Yeah,
Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song, the Jim Croce number.
Yeah.
Some brilliant songs on that.
Yeah.
So listen, you're going to play one for us?
We will. We're trying to think which song we want to do for you. Will we do Dream My Dreams.
Go ahead. Okay. You do what you like.
I do 20 verses of 3. I hope that I won't be that wrong anymore. Believe me, I've learned this time. And I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. I live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. Someday I'll get over you. I live to see it all true, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. I won't let it change me, not if I can. I'd rather believe in love and give it away as much as I can to those that I'm fondest of. Someday I'll get over you. I live to see it all true, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. Someday I'll get over you. I live to see it all true, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Boys, that's terrific. Listen, thanks very much. That's absolutely fantastic. Thanks, I feel privileged to be sitting here. Seriously, that's brilliant.
It's great to see you here, you know.
Oh, listen.
There's no playing the live music on the radio anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
We couldn't come in and just play the album. But
No. No one you can play like you and sing like... I mean, there's some guys that would come in and say, well, we'll do one live. No. Some guys can't do it, you know. Or just don't do themselves justice live, because it's all been studio trickery that made their album sound good, and that's fair play to them. But the likes of yourselves, you'll always have to play live.
But you know, an awful lot of television studios around the world where we play, you always wanted to use it in the backing track, and we always said, no, I'd like to sing live.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you lose that kind of flavour.
You lose that whole feeling, you know.
Yeah, the feeling, yeah, you do.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in. The album, folks, the times, they are a-changing. The gig, the Waterfront, Saturday, 7th of February. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks very much. Thanks for having us. Yeah.